have today what I feel like are two very beautiful scriptures in the Bible. Sometimes I worry that I can take scripture and try so hard to make something out of it that if we would just listen to it, it is actually simply clear and wonderful and really doesn't require a lot of background or explanation. It just requires acceptance. So forgive me if I just state the obvious today, but I do want us to look at these two beautiful verses. Our Ruth scripture, it seems to me, is the perfect example of the gospel scripture today, and I'll refer to it in a few moments. It's not surprising that the gospel scripture is Jesus repeating the actual rabbinic law. We actually had the first part of the scripture a few weeks ago out of Deuteronomy. It's not something brand new. Kevin even taught the children to say the passage. And I'm guessing that most of you are familiar with the passage also. The scribe comes to Jesus and was asking, what's the most important of all the laws? And well, that's a big question. There are 613 laws in the Torah. So to pick one is a big feat. I do feel like that Jesus must have been kind of relieved that someone was actually coming and asking him a question, not a Pharisee, but someone coming to just say, tell me the answer. Not trying to trick Jesus, not trying to catch him in the wrong answer, but just saying, tell me the answer. This is an honest question, and Jesus answers with what is truly the culmination of all the laws. Really, the only two commandments that we really need, if we followed these two other commandments, no other laws would be needed. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. It's so simple to understand that God wants every part of us, our heart, how we love, how we relate to people, how our very body lives through its constant rhythmic beat. Let's think about that for just a moment. Our heart keeps every part of our body functioning, doesn't it? There's no substitute for it. Love God with all your heart, which is what keeps you living. Love God with all your soul. How we live out our lives every day from our very core. The dictionary says our soul is part of what lives on immortally. So love God with all that will continue on after you. Think about that for just a moment. How does your daily living leave a part of you that will live on forever? Love God with all your mind. How we think, how we process, how we work, how we learn. The decisions we make, what we choose to do with every part of our lives. And love God with all your strength. I think maybe that's a little harder for me to process. Frankly, sometimes I don't feel so strong. I know there are times when I know something is right and I can stand strong and I can let my voice be heard and I can speak for those who can't speak for themselves. But sometimes I feel weak. And I feel like strength is not present. But if we allow it, God's strength can flow through us. Then Jesus gave the hardest part of the commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. I used to have a Sunday school teacher who always said that there were 11 commandments, not 10. And the 11th commandment was to love yourself. Love others as yourself. To love others and loving ourselves is often one of the hardest things to do. For years, I've looked at that verse and I've wondered, is that what God really meant? Is God telling us that we need to love ourselves more? When sometimes it's very hard to do that. Look around at our world. There are more and more commercials and ads and products out there to make ourselves better. If we bought into all, there would be no way to look at ourselves in the mirror without seeing a lot of work that needed to be done. Things to help us lose weight, help us look younger, take care of our dark circles, cover our gray, reshape our belly fat, whiten our teeth, unfrizz our hair, thicken our hair, see better. I could go on and on and on. We see it all day long, don't we? The world tells us that we aren't and never can be good enough. So how do we love ourselves? But Jesus is telling us to love ourselves more. But he's also telling us to love others just as much. Love your neighbor with all that you have. When the scribe responded to Jesus and says, "You're right. All of that is more important than any burnt offering that we can give," Jesus tells the scribe that he is not far from the kingdom of God. What was Jesus saying? Perhaps that knowledge of God's love brings us closer to the kingdom, but to enter the kingdom requires something more. We know that deep down, we know that. But we often don't want to have to think about what it means to pay the price. To follow Jesus is to share his passion for the living kingdom in concrete ways that inevitably challenge the status quo. Yet it is his example of self-giving love that enables us to reach out to our neighbors. If we're fully invested in the kingdom of God, we would be working for a world where all are fed and all are housed, where everyone has access to water and health care and a good education and good jobs, where no one is excluded for reason of race or gender or ethnicity or sexual orientation, and young and old alike would be cherished as we all work together to care for this amazing earth that we live on. And I know that much of this work that we strive for happens outside the walls of the church. But hear me when I say that the seeds are sowed inside the walls of the church. Through education, through outreach, through worship, through preaching, through breaking bread together, through tending to the life and the growth and the health of God's wonderfully diverse family. The church creates roots that grow deep and strong, and it's our job to keep those roots alive and growing and spreading. Can I get an amen? When I look at the story of Ruth and Naomi, I wonder if Naomi had times, especially after they started on the journey, If Naomi had times where she thought, I really don't want to be responsible for another person. I don't have the strength to care for myself. I don't have any way to take care of myself. How am I going to take care of Ruth? Ruth is going to go back to my country where she's not from. How will that work? She's not going to fit in. And how am I going to feed us and take care of us? Do you think Naomi had some of those feelings? I know I've had those feelings many times in my life when I've begun walking a journey that I wasn't really excited about, but I knew was right. I feel like Naomi knew that by loving Ruth, that by walking side by side with her, that even though Naomi's faith was not strong at that moment, caring for Ruth brought her faith back to life. Loving beyond herself, loving through God's love, pouring God's love out, even when sometimes our strength is weak. My challenge to you is to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. My challenge to you is to say that to yourself every day of your life. I'm called to love God with all that I am, and to love others as myself. When you do that, when you find yourself loving your neighbor, despite how you feel, you're loving God, and you're loving God with all of your heart and soul and mind and strength. We are called to this table because this table is a reminder of why we love God with all our being. This table is our opportunity to stand before God and say, Lord, I'm coming home. Cleanse me. And may I start afresh.